With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. As interest grows in climate-smart agriculture, growers may qualify for incentive programs for activities like building healthier soils or incorporating cover crops. The Almond Board of California recently produced the Cover Crop Best Management Practices Guide, which they co-produce with UC Ag and Natural Resources as well as UC Davis. Jesse Roseman is Principal Analyst at the Almond Board.
One of the first challenges to adopting any new practice is just seeing how it fits within your own particular operation. And this guide does, I think, an excellent job in taking growers through the thought process of just how old is my orchard and what are my goals with planting a cover crop.
Roseman says management and site-specific factors will determine if, when, and how cover crops might fit into each grower's system. But under the right conditions, cover crops can help with a number of agronomic goals. Some can even attract pollinators.
You can choose a cover crop mix that provides pollinator forage. And we know that we rely on bees and native pollinators. And by planting cover crops, you can benefit those pollinators and help extend the season while they're out there in the orchard, in addition to the almond blossom.
You can pick up your copy of the Almond Board's Cover Crop Best Management Practices Guide via the almonds.com website. This has been your California Ag Today Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.